Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and welcome back. Happy Tuesday. It has taken me 4 tries to get that right because I apparently don't know what day it is anymore. I don't know why Tuesdays seem to be a blip in my radar. I go to work on Monday, I think everything's fantastic, and then Tuesday I apparently skip altogether, and I'm sure that it is already Wednesday and hump day and halfway through the week. Anyways, it is Tuesday, and I'm so happy that you're here today. So today I get the pleasure of sitting in a coffee shop for a good portion of my morning working. And as much as I love coffee shop work, I find it really distracting. So I'm not really looking forward to it. However, if I can get all of my work done early this morning, then I can sit in the coffee shop and people watch for a couple of hours. Now, that's one of the great things about being a writer. And I just want to throw it out there because I'm sure every writer does the same thing as I do. But the people watching and the observing of life around us is so important, and I love it. Even yesterday while I was on site, and I think I mentioned this in my Sunday post, but I am basically living on site at a very high demand project for the next probably 10 weeks. Which means like 7 a.m. until about 5:30 every night, sitting in a cold trailer and putting out fires. Not literally. I really hope we've already had a couple fires on this site, so I'm really hoping that there's no more fires to put out. But lots of ups and downs, lots of questions, lots of on-the-spot problem solving and critical planning. But it's been amazing, even if it is really, really cold. And so today I get to sit in a nice warm coffee shop. It's going to be so much nicer. It's just right around the corner from my site, so I get the best of both. And on site, I have so many personalities. I have very strong and very passive. I have bubbly and outgoing, and I have quiet and subdued. And then throw in a couple of workers that really don't even speak English. It's quite an entertaining sight to be on. And I love just being around all the personalities and just watching how people interact with one another, watching how they go about their business, watching how they get work done, how some of them are really hard workers and some of them are a little bit more laid back. And then also how they interact with each other or with the general public. But I am a people watcher. I love sitting back and just watching people's personalities come out, whether it's really guarded in certain situations or very open and vocal and free to be who they want to be. I love people watching. And I think that it's one of the best parts about being a writer, being able to go anywhere with a sense of purpose. And even if that is just people watching, it gives you an excuse to do things and go places and explore the world and explore different people. And it motivates you to look closer at life around you and to look closer at what's hiding behind the facade that might be presented to you. Being a writer gives us the opportunity to go and do things that we usually wouldn't do for the sake of research or exploration. It allows us to see new parts of the world or just our own backyard, experiencing new things or people or environments. I think that as a creative, we are given so much creative freedom in everything that we do that we need to take advantage of that. We need to go out and explore and venture into new territories, get out of our boxes and enjoy life, all for the sake of research. I think that's a pretty amazing perk to this job. So, what are you doing this week to get out of your comfort zone and try something new? How can you apply that to your writing, whether it's poetry or fiction or nonfiction? How can you look deeper into a situation past the facade or the mask that might be presented to you? How are you going to explore something new and dive deeper into life around you? How are you going to take the knowledge that you have as a writer and the experience that you have to make something come to life with the scenes and the sounds and the smells that are around you? That is the purpose, isn't it, after all? To be a writer, to be able to put on paper the amazing things that you see and hear every single day. I challenge you and I invite you to go out today and try something a little bit different. Take a notepad or your computer and sit down somewhere that you've never sat before. Maybe it's on the end of a pier or the side of the road, or maybe it's in a coffee shop, or maybe it's from a rooftop. And explore the scene. Take in the smells, the sights, the sounds, and write it all down. Start exploring your words and your descriptions. And maybe it might turn into something, and maybe it'll just be a journal page or writing prompt that you can maybe try using down the road. But dive deeper into that scene. Imagine who might be in that scene, the life they might live, how they might move day to day, the things they might think about. Maybe it's a bird. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a 19th century lord. But give it a try. You never know what you might come up with in a new situation, in a new circumstance, when you allow your mind and your creativity to run wild. So today I'm going to go sit in a coffee shop and do just that. I'm going to experience the people that come through and the smells, which, come on, it's coffee. And if you don't know by now, it's probably one of my favorite things in the whole world. And I'm going to use that time wisely to experiment and dive deeper and just see how far I can take that new experience. I am looking forward to it, and I hope that maybe you guys have the opportunity today to explore something a little bit new, or even if it's something that you see every day, try looking at life from a bit of a different angle and then write that down and see what you can come up with. Being a writer is such a privilege. We have a different way of looking at the world. We see the world through a storyteller's point of view. What you see and what you experience and how your mind works is different than everybody else out there. Use that to your advantage and play with it. Have fun. Learn to tap into that inner child that loved to tell stories, even if it was about a purple elephant. Remember that you have something to give this world. The way your mind works, the way your creativity flows, it's so special and unique. And so few people are even capable of thinking that way. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope that you have an amazing day. I hope that you make today count, that you have fun and you play and you enjoy everything that today has to offer. I also want to remind you guys that today my giveaway has gone live, and I'm so excited to be able to announce it. I am giving away a life planner from Erin Condren. They are completely customizable life planners that I live by. They have changed the way I plan and I keep track of everything going on in my life. They're absolutely beautiful, and I'm giving away a $100 gift certificate, which is going to give you one life planner and then a little bit extra to be able to buy some stickers and other items that are going to help you with your planning and organizing and keeping everything looking beautiful in that planner. I'm going to tag all the information below with how you can enter. There are many opportunities to get extra entries in this as well. And every time you like or share or join, you are going to get a separate entry. So I can't wait to see everybody enter, because trust me, you're going to want this. And I'm going to talk to you all again tomorrow. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.